I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Robinhood is an investing platform that helps serious investors with their financial goals by giving them the tools to run their money on their terms, so you can make power moves in your power suit, even if that power suit might be fuzzy slippers or an oversized sweatshirt. But hey, that's what makes you you. Run your money with Robinhood. Learn more on Robinhood.com/podcasts. Stocks and ETFs offered by Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC. Crypto offered by Robinhood Crypto LLC. All investing involves risk.
Hey, before we start this episode, I want to tell you about this new challenge that we have coming up within the society. So the Relationships Refresh Challenge is a 15-day challenge where you'll learn how to heal, repair, and maintain healthy relationships with yourself, business, friendships, food, body, and so much more. The challenge features a food fast on the first and last day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We have speakers, prayer calls, daily devotionals, Bible studies, access to so many classes that we've done over the years in the society, and so much more. I really want you to be a part of this. If you just feel like you need that refresh, that mid-year reset as it relates to your relationships. Now, we're not just talking about romantic relationships. We're talking about relationships across the board. So again, we have Blessed and Bossed Up Fave, Gabrielle Cherie, who's going to be talking about reestablishing your relationship with your food. Prophetess Taya Lofty, who's on this episode right here, is going to pray for us. And if you guys know how she is, it's going to be a lot more than prayer happening on that call just for us to get that reset. We're going to talk about a refresh in your career, your relationship with yourself. I'm going to be talking about how to build a community and build that impactful relationship with your customers. We're going to be talking about childhood trauma, breaking soul ties, how to avoid self-sabotage, literally so much. And so again, we're not just talking about relationships with in a romantic sense, but really just allowing us to be relationally well across the board. So this is a free challenge happening within the society. If you go to blessedandbossedup.com/challenge or click the link in the show notes, you'll be able to activate your free trial so that you can be able to participate at no charge. Of course, if we want you to stay in our community, but it's okay if you don't, we want you to still come and participate and get that reset that you need. So again, go to blessedandbossedup.com/challenge or click the link in the show notes to register so that you can activate your free trial. Let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. So the last video I told you guys about just this exciting business move that I made recently with the purchase of Anchor Media Studios. And I promised y'all in the last video I was going to talk about the stress because and not the stress of that process, but just the growing pains of business in general, because I believe when we're starting out as entrepreneurs, we just glamorize everything and you have these revenue goals. Oh, I'm going to have a six-figure business. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to do all of these things and then all is going to be right in my world. And that ain't true. The more you grow, the more risky things become, the heavier things become and business becomes, the weight is a lot heavier when you're not just responsible for yourself.
And the decisions that you make are riskier. The costs involved in business are higher. Like, there's so much in the details that I don't believe are talked about once you achieve whatever level of success or whatever the first level of success is that you're aiming towards. And I talk to you guys a lot on here and on the podcast about the executive life, because being an executive of your company is something that matters, something that you really have to do a good job at. Otherwise, you just build a chaotic business, and who wants that, right? And so for me, up until this point, I mean, I've been an entrepreneur for 5 years. No, that's a lie. I've been an entrepreneur for 7 years, since 2015, I think, is when I legally formed my business. From there, I pivoted a few times. And of course, the podcast has been a big thing that has stuck around over the years. And then Anchor Media came along in 2019. So it's been almost 3 years of Anchor Media. And a lot of what I did prior to Anchor Media being a thing has contributed to the growth that Anchor Media has. But something that over all these years of being in these internet streets and entrepreneurship that I don't see enough of is people just talking about executive decision making and the behind the scenes of what happens when you're building a business. And I know it may seem like the not sexy part to have a business plan and to do a strategic plan or a vision for your company, or, you know, doing all of those back end things, but it matters, because business is hard enough, period. And if you add a chaotic business, an unorganized business on top of it, then it just makes it worse. I mean, because of what we do where we manage podcasts, we get into a lot of people's businesses so that we can make sure that the podcast is directly impacting their business goals. And it's so frustrating for us because we're a pretty organized team. Like, we are thorough people. We like to have things in decency and in order. So when we go into other businesses and they're chaotic, it becomes stressful for us and everyone involved. And in all of these years of just pivoting, and of course, over the last few years of building Anchor Media, the executive life can be so stressful. And since we're talking about more recent, one of the biggest, we're in a space right now where we're trying to grow, right? Over the last 3 years, we have grown about 20% year over year. And that's cool. You know, we've been profitable since the first year. But the level of growth I want to see is about 30 to 50. For 50, I would be very, I mean, if we grow even more than that, of course, the higher, the better. But I want to see a growth rate that is higher than 20%. So, you know, kudos to what we've done over the last 3 years. But it's my job as the leader of the company to identify where we need to go next and to eliminate anything that is holding us up from reaching the next level. So for me, the next level is I want to see at least a 30%+ growth from this year to the next. And then I want to do more year after year after year. With that, things have been stressful. And the biggest point of constraint, so again, I tell you guys, my job is to spend most of my time alleviating problems that's keeping us from growing. Of course, in our company, I'm the subject matter expert, so I do a lot of work in the business. I work with our clients and the people who come through Find Your Voice Academy, or people whose shows we're executive producing and managing and all of that. I work with them a lot because the stage that we're in, I have to. But I also make it a point to where I'm spending more time working on the business than in it. So my ratio is 3-2. 3 days on, 2 days in.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. I need the right person with the right background who can move my business forward. If I wanted a candidate who matched what I'm looking for, I'd trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on these other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results that you need. Sponsored Jobs boosts your posts for quality candidates so that you can reach the exact people that you want faster. And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates. I know for me, as we're going into this new year, I need some help, especially on the back end for this podcast. I would want somebody who has a history in digital marketing, someone who is very tech savvy, that is very experienced with different AI tools, specifically as it relates to content, somebody who's done this before. And here's the thing with Indeed sponsored jobs. I get people who fit that description. I'm not digging through resumes of people who've only edited one YouTube video 20 years ago. I'm getting actual individuals who know what they're doing. People who've done this before and can prove it. That's what makes the difference. You get people who are actually what you're looking for. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Now, them 3 days on, I was pulling my hair out. One of the biggest bottlenecks that has been keeping us from growing and or that is in our way, not keeping us from growing because we've grown, but one that's been in our way of getting to the next level is the team. And not there's anything wrong with the team we have, but we need more people to do more. We've identified the exact areas that we need to hire in order to grow. But I didn't realize how hard it is to build a team. Because up until this point, it's been pretty easy for me to build the core group that I have. Because God has sent me people who I didn't even know what they did, but he told me to work with them. I have, and they've been assets to the team, whether they stick around or they move on or whatever. I've always been blessed with the people that have been sent to the company to help us grow. But now at the level we're trying to grow, we need even more people, right? So it's not just a one-off here and there. We are building out our organizational chart. And that has been hard. There are a lot of people out here who don't really want to work. They just be talking and just blowing smoke, but don't really want to work. And nothing is going to beat hard work, even if you're entrepreneurial, because I don't mind working with entrepreneurial people. I love it. One of the things that was really important to me before I left my job, I knew I wanted to be a full-time entrepreneur, but I always kept the mindset of I'm going to work as if I don't have these other things going on, because I don't want to be in a position to where I'm running a company and we have people who come around acting like, oh, I have my business, so I don't need this. But I didn't want to give that energy to the place I was at because I didn't want nobody to get that to me. And I did not realize how hard it was going to be to find good people. And so this isn't a knock to anybody, but just these are some of the frustrating points that have happened. So we've even looked internally like, okay, do we need a better process? Do we need a better training systems? Do we need, like, what is it that we need? Like, what is the problem? And so we, of course, were introspective and made sure we had, you know, more in-depth trainings, just seeing exactly what areas we actually needed people versus areas that we could scale back so that we have more time to dedicate to individual people as opposed to maybe a large group. Like, we've tried so much. We've tried the apprentice route, work with a company, sent us trash juice, $2,000 down the drain to nothing to show for it. And that's been the most frustrating part for me because I don't mind investing. But again, I need that return on my investment. I need my problem solved. So we're putting out time, money, energy, effort to try to solve these problems. And for like a couple months, it was like, goodness gracious, can we catch a break? Because work still got to get done. The business still has to run. So now everybody is overworked. I'm stressed and I'm frustrated because I got to do more, but also have my family and, you know, my clear boundaries around that. So I'm up at 5 a.m. every day, doing more work than usual, staying up late, doing all the working on weekends when I don't like to, doing more to make sure that things are just continuing to manage as they are. But that's not the place that I want to be in, because what that's going to do is it's going to leave everybody stretched thin, everybody frustrated, and the company in the same spot. So with the last few months have been so taxing with finding the right solutions to our personnel problem. So thank God we landed somewhere else. And I'm just going to declare and decree that this is going to work out well. I am very optimistic and hopeful. And my prayer is that this is the last thing that we're throwing money into. And that is going to be a dump. Like, I pray that this is the last thing we throw money into that's going to give us a return, solve our problems so that we can move forward. But yeah, it has been very, very stressful. And I found myself just not really knowing where to go to find the answers that I was looking for, because I don't know too many people who are trying to build a business the way that I'm trying to build one, right? I know a lot of people who are successful entrepreneurs. They keep their group small, so it's them. And then they may have a couple contractors who handle things. So they might have like a VA, maybe a marketing contractor, and that kind of just takes care of everything. And they don't have to build out an organizational chart and fill it in and all of that. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to build a multi-billion dollar media conglomerate. And that means I need to fill out my organizational chart. I need to, you know, identify these points of constraint in the business and solve those problems so that we can grow. And so I found myself just so frustrated over the last couple of months, not just trying to solve those problems, but also just feeling like, who am I going to go to that's going to help me solve this? And so I'm just so grateful that God has heard and he continues to hear our cries. And so that's why I'm so optimistic about this other solution that we have landed on. But I remember thinking to myself, like, I don't know how y'all do life or business without God. I would have been lost my mind. I don't know how you do it. Like, I literally don't know, because God has released funding when I didn't know where it was coming from. He has released people who just want to help. Like, hey, can I help take some things off your plate? He's released so much to where even though things have been stressful, it could have been a lot worse if it wasn't for God's provision and for his insight and his wisdom. And so that's the stressful part. But I just wanted to talk about that briefly, because I don't want any of you guys who are trying to grow businesses to think that it's all peaches and cream. Just because you have maybe the following or the income or whatever, there's still behind the scenes stress that goes into that. And I'm grateful that our business is structured the way that it is, because if it was chaotic, like, I'd have pulled the plug. Like, I'm good. Let me go apply for some jobs, because I'd rather just show up, do what my job is to do, and then go home. And there are a lot of people who are turning away from entrepreneurship and going back to corporate America because they don't want these problems. And I get it. Like, I'm built for this. And so I get it, because if I wasn't, I'd be out. And so I have to just make sure that on this platform, I'm being honest with you, that it's stressful. And I'm excited because with Blessed and Bossed Up, we have something coming up that is really going to help with this executive problem that I believe a lot of entrepreneurs have, not really understanding what goes into that, not knowing the skills that you need to develop, not having the training or the resources or the community to help you see that through. Because I know how stressful it's been as I've continued to grow and kind of feeling like, who can I go to that I know has had this problem that could help, like, guide me through it? And I'm grateful again for God, because he know everything. And if I ain't got nobody else in person I can go to, I know for a fact that I can go to my father and he gonna help me. So that's it for this second business update. Make sure you are subscribed to the channel and the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast to stay up to date on what we have going on. Like, subscribe, notification bell, YouTube lingo. That's it. See y'all in the next video.
The post-workout glow at Planet Fitness doesn't just feel great. It feels 80s pump-up jam great.
Because when you got the glow, there is no stopping what you want to do.
And now when you become a PF Black Card member, your glow can be even greater with a free Amazon Halo Fitness Tracker.
Get the glow.
Get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and just $24.99 a month. Bring a friend, enjoy massage chairs, and get a free Amazon Halo View. Deal ends November 15th. Subject to taxes, fees, and commitments. See club for details.